USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The power is still out for hundreds of thousands of Floridians nearly a week after Hurricane Ian hammered the Sunshine State. The state's emergency management director saying the aim is to restore power by Sunday to everyone whose power grid isn't damaged. This as Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says folks from around the country are helping out.
We've got people from all over this country that have come in to help people all throughout Florida, but particularly in Southwest Florida. One of the charity organizations there is a group out of Kansas City called Operation Barbecue. And if you want barbecue, being out of Kansas City is not a bad place to be from. And so they're serving hot meals for people.
Criminal charges are being tossed out against seven former officials related to the Flint water crisis in Michigan. The judge saying the indictments against the officials that include cabinet members of former Governor Rick Snyder are invalid. Snyder and other officials are still facing misdemeanor criminal charges related to the water crisis. Drivers are shelling out more to fill up their gas tank for the third straight week. AAA saying the national average is now $3.80 a gallon, up 6 cents from last week. Mississippi has the cheapest gas at $3.06, while California's price has spiked to $6.41 a gallon. The United States is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine. The $625 million package falls under a presidential drawdown authority and will supply Ukraine with more military equipment to help them defend themselves against Russia's invasion. Many are sharing tributes for the late Loretta Lynn, who died Tuesday. Darius Rucker calling her an iconic legend, while Big and Rich described her as a true pioneer in country music. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
New York City's mayor is suggesting, without proof, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is targeting where he's sending illegal immigrants. Mayor Eric Adams saying the new arrivals have been sent to the Big Apple, Chicago, and Washington, D.C.
I just find it ironic that these buses are coming to three cities with three black mayors, that's not lost on me, that are experiencing crises already.
Republican Governor Abbott quick to point out all three cities claim to be sanctuary cities. A man accused of going on a shooting spree in Memphis is pleading not guilty. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly has now been indicted on dozens of charges in connection with the September 7th shooting around the city that left three people dead and at least four injured. He remains behind bars. Oakland won't be able to sue the NFL and its teams for damages for approving the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. The Supreme Court made the decision this week to refuse to let the city sue the league. Oakland filed an antitrust suit in 2018, a year after NFL teams voted 31-1 to approve the team's relocation. The city wasn't seeking to rescind the move, but claimed damages of more than $240 million, plus the loss of tax revenue and reductions in property value of the Oakland-Alameda County Coliseum. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.